It's the countdown to Christmas.
Yes, the time has come.
3 episodes to go.
Until all the holly jolly fun.
Sit back and listen.
For the sound of hooves.
Is it Santa or Krampus?
Up on your roofs. Welcome back to the Bug in a Rug podcast. As always, my name is Caitlin.
I'm not quite sure who I am anymore.
What's wrong? What happened today?
Well, I almost fought Walmart.
Fought the
corporation.
Oh, I do that every time.
If it was
in
a
there.
Person, I would have done it.
Would have fought him.
I submitted my photos to the 1 hour photo center online. I did this online.
Yes.
And I got an email that said, thank you for your order. It'll be done 2 hours and 15 minutes later, which is not an hour photo center, but that's fine. And then 1 hour later, I got an email that said, sorry, your photos are delayed. Well, I wasn't expecting them 1 hour later. I was expecting them 2 hours and 15 minutes later.
Right.
I waited until the time they had given me, plus 15 minutes, so 2.5 hours.
Right.
And I showed up, and they're like, oh, I don't think they're here. Do you want me to check in the back?
Yes, please.
And I was like, do you think they're back there? And the girl said, I don't know. When did you order them? And I was like, almost 3 hours ago now. And she's like, I don't know if they're there. I said, I'll come back later. So I waited about another half an hour, and before I left the store, I went back up. And I told another girl, and she looked for my pictures, and she goes, oh, I'm going to have to check in the back. And so she walked
back
there, and
she
came back.
She's like, do you want me to? She stares at you, and you're like, yes, please.
She came back around, and she goes, they're not ready. And I said, okay, do you know when they'll be ready? She's like, we'll have to go back to the back and find out.
Oh my God.
Is that something you want me to do?
Yes.
I was like, yes. So she came back from the back and she goes, oh, they said they're not ready. And I said, yes, I know you've told me this. I said, did they tell you when they'd be ready? And she said, oh, they said they're not able to give you a time.
Oh,
they can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely can't give you a time.
Right.
And so I said,
You said that to her? You said,
Not loud enough that she could hear. Because I started to say, well, what do you want me to do?
Internally,
and then I went,
internally.
Well, okay, thanks. And then I walked away.
They're trying their best. A lot of people are probably trying to get last minute Christmas gifts that involve the Walmart photo center.
But then, so I went to check out, well, first of all, I went to find glasses straps.
And did they you? Said, oh, yes.
And they said, I don't know if we have those.
You want me to check in the back?
And I said, no. The girl was like, maybe in the front. And I went,
again.
So I had to leave my shopping cart in a random aisle so that I could go to the front because it's on the other side of the registers.
Oh.
By the Vision Center.
Right.
And they had like 3 types of glasses straps. One of them was 1.5 inches thick, and I thought, this won't do. And the rest were beaded.
Can you not have beaded?
I mean, I can, but it's going to get caught in my hair. Mm. So the one I got's like a chain-ish thing. It's not cute, but they don't have like amusement park worthy.
You don't
ones.
Have to look cute to save someone's life.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just trying not to lose my glasses. Assisted in surgery. But anyway, so
hopefully they don't fall out into the patient.
So I found some, but I wasn't thrilled with them, but I need them. So when I went to check out, the lady said, how are you doing today? And I went,
again.
And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I told her, you know, the photo center's really busy, and I get it because it's the holidays. And she said, have you ever been here on Black Friday? And I said, no. She said, but you've seen pictures. I was like, yeah. She's like, yesterday? Worse than that.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but she said yesterday, so the Saturday before Christmas, is worse than Black Friday for this Walmart.
Really?
And then I almost got hit in the parking lot, so I want to fight Walmart.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Set it up like Logan Paul sets up all his fights.
fair, we'll have to reach out to the pay-per-view people.
Yeah, we'll sell tickets.
I don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm. And then, we had a stink bug in the house.
Yeah.
Did Cooper help me catch it? No.
No, he watched you, and then he couldn't figure out... When you stood on the table and put the stink bug in a cup, and you brought the cup down, Cooper was still staring at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get it. So I held him up, and Winnie showed him the stink bug in the cup, and he went, meow.
And that was it. And then I flushed him.
The stink bug. Not Cooper.
Well, you don't know. Swirlies are for everyone. Equal distribution.
Okay.
I treat everyone equally. Stink bugs and cats alike. You're next.
Get out of here.
Oh, goodness. So, I tried to summon Bloody Mary with the stink bug, and I'm going to fight Walmart.
Oh, my God. Maybe that was what... We needed the stink bug in the toilet.
Yep. Foul odor. Oh, the best part.
Oh.
The best part was when I pulled back. It takes like 20 minutes to get to Walmart.
Yeah.
Pulled back into the parking lot of the apartment and got an email notification that my photos were ready for pickup.
No! No!
And I went, ugh.
Well, you want to hear a story that'll make you feel better?
Will it make me feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Oh my God. What are you doing?
Is it just one of them?
Yes, that was Cooper.
Is the call coming from inside the house?
Get out of the house!
He's mad about the swirly.
Okay, anyway, you want to hear a story?
Do I have a choice?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this story ties into the one that we posted yesterday. So yesterday we discussed Belschnickel and Zwartbeet.
Yes.
We're going to talk about St. Nicholas.
Santa.
Yeah. So, there is a patron saint of children in Catholicism known as St. Nicholas. We've talked about him before. Santa Claus, all kind of ties into one. He's known as a kindly man. He turned the train on. That's what that noise is. Oh, shit.
How do you turn the train off?
There's like a button.
Oh my God, did you catch some catnip? What the frick, Cooper? What happened, my dude?
Are you okay? Did you snort a line of cocaine?
Cat cane.
Did you snort a line of catnip, bud?
What's wrong? Is Jimmy in the well?
Is Jimmy in the well?
Cooper knocked over a fourth of the presents that we had laying over there.
Well, you know what? This kind of helps tie into our story because Cooper seems like he didn't like to hear about St. Nicholas.
Probably not.
Even though St. Nicholas is a kindly man who is generous and rewards those who are good.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he totally is. Cooper apparently didn't want to hear about that. So instead, we'll talk about another counterpart to St. Nicholas.
Oh, man. Opposite day.
Opposite day.
2 days in a row.
So this one is widely known across the globe as Krampus.
Ooh.
Have you heard of Krampus?
Does he, like, need to eat some more bananas or something? Stretch? Get up, walk around?
It wasn't a good joke. It was a bad joke.
I didn't say it was a good joke.
Krampus. So Krampus is mainly a popular tradition in Germany, Austria, Hungary, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic. However, the story is thought to originate from folklore in Austria's Alpine region.
Hmm.
So to set the mood, I thought I'd read a little poem.
Is it going to upset Cooper again?
No, he was mad when I was talking about St. Nicholas. So he seems very calm right now. My God, Whitney, Whitney, when you flush the stink bug, Bloody Mary is here.
Oh, man, she's possessed my cat.
Bloody Mary is here. That's what Cooper's chasing. Anyway.
Is that it? Is Mary in the well?
Is Mary in the well? Is Mary in the toilet?
Is she in the bathroom? He's done. He's over.
He's okay. He's calmed down now. All right, I'm going to read you a little poem called Krampusnacht by Rob Walker.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Everyone knows of the man who brings toys every December for good girls and boys, but few think about the angrier one. The things he hands out aren't very much fun. He doesn't give presents or treasures or sweets. He hands out entirely different treats. To those who are naughty and ugly and mean, painful punishment is what is foreseen. He carries no sack made of velveteen red. His is a basket woven instead of briar and wicker and sadness and tears soaked into its fibers over the years. Razor sharp horns are on top of his head, and his long pointed tongue is the most brilliant red. Framing his tongue like a giant Christmas wreath are 7 rows deep of pointed white teeth. He's nimble and lithe in spite of his look. He can enter your house with the speed of a crook, stealing bad children out of their beds, thrown into his basket atop their wee heads. He whips them with branches and feeds them barbed wire so they may never forget the source of his ire. Some kids he returns with sore and wet eyes, the unlucky ones he bakes into pies. When snow starts to fall in the month of December, children should always do well to remember the sound up above is most likely hooves, but who is up there scratching your roofs? Is it 8 tiny reindeer pulling a sled, or is it a monster carrying dread? So be good all year round, free of regrets, and remember, the Krampus never forgets.
That was a very good poem. Count the table 50 points, and also, if you're ugly, he comes.
Oh, yeah, I thought that one was kind of mean. Yeah, but, like, who's to say what that means? Ugly in
spirit. Yeah, ugly in spirit, yeah, I think, but ugly also. Ugly
personality.
I was going to say, oh, you better watch out.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Wow.
People say we look like so.
Rude. So.
Good poem.
Thank you.
Bad guy.
Bad guy. So where did this bad guy come from? I don't know. There's a couple of different ideas of where he might have, the story of Krampus came from. So Krampus may have derived from the horned god of the witches. This is the god that was founded in Wicca traditions. Mm. This source said Wicca was developed in England throughout the beginning of the 20th century. Wicca was created in 1954 by Gerard Gardner based on certain ancient pre-Christian pagan ideals.
So. Well, yeah. So the pagan ideals that created Wicca stretch back longer. It's just that Wicca itself
is is new.
Okay.
So this god, the horned god of the witches, represents in Wicca, I guess, the life cycle in regards to nature, sexuality, hunting, and wilderness. So people think that the idea of Krampus came from. Where this god came from, like the pagan ideas that created this god, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is another possibility of where he originated from. So Krampus's name comes from the German word Krampen, K-R-A-M-P-E-N, which means claw. With this in mind, many say that this entity is said to be the son of Hel in Norse mythology.
Hmm.
So if you guys don't know your Norse mythology, which... Who doesn't? Just kidding. I had to Google all this. Hel is a giantess / goddess who rules the underworld where many of the dead dwell, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Hel is the youngest daughter of Loki, who is the trickster god.
Right.
Now, he's got a whole another, like, background of who he slept with to create Hel, but that's, like, getting into too much detail.
Mm.
So, Hel is depicted by Encyclopedia Mythica as, quote, a horrible hag, half alive and half dead, with a gloomy and grim expression. Her face and body are those of a living woman, but her thighs and legs are those of a corpse, mottles and moldering.
Hmm.
So, her son is Krampus, and Krampus isn't the cutest guy around either.
Poor guy.
He's going to take himself to hell or wherever he takes the bad children.
It's weird. Go to hell in a handbasket comes from?
What? That's a saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Haven't we had this talk before that I know nothing about little tiny sayings?
Yeah, it's like everything's going to hell in a handbasket.
I don't know.
Because he takes a...
Let me Google it.
Right? Because you said he carries a basket.
He does carry a basket. And he takes kids to hell. Yeah, he does. To be going to hell in a handbasket is to be rapidly deteriorating on course for disaster. So this says that it could be... The origin of this phrase could be that it derives from the use of handbaskets in the guillotining method of capital punishment.
Hmm.
So, if Hollywood films are to be believed, the decapitated heads were caught in baskets, the casualty presumably going straight to hell without passing go. However, guillotines were invented in the 18th century, and the phrase dates from the 17th.
But this is saying that it's from 1913, which, and it's saying that it means the Easter basket.
So, that we don't know. So, it could be Krampus, I guess. Krampus taking you to hell in a handbasket.
If one's focus was on the non-religious part of Easter, then you'd be going to hell in your handbasket instead of...
collecting eggs.
Collecting eggs for Jesus. Collect the eggs for Jesus, or...
So, since we're talking about his handbasket, that is one thing that he's always depicted with. He is also very, like, universally known to be a half-goat, half-demon beast. Krampus is not one to mess with. He has a mangled, deranged face with bloodshot eyes, a furry black body, giant horns, and an overly long tongue. He resembles what most think of when they think of the devil. So this is why some think that he is just another version of the Christian devil. Once again, this kind of comes back to the fact that people think of St. Nicholas as good. Obviously, he's a saint. And then his quote-unquote enforcer or counterpart is the devil. So maybe he looks like the devil.
This source says it's where it comes from.
So you weren't listening to any of that?
I was, yeah. It means okay, the devil.
Whatever.
I was listening.
What is that? What's the sort? What's the origins?
It says that talking about Krampus is because he takes little kids, and I think exactly what I said. Exactly what I assumed.
Cool. I'll just talk to Cooper instead.
Is he over there?
Yeah, he is. Next to me, because he loves me. Krampus became the counterpart of St. Nicholas about 1,500 years ago. It's not too terribly long. So he followed behind St. Nicholas on the night of December 5th in order to deal with the naughty children. So once again, St. Nicholas's day is the 6th.
Right.
And so St. Nicholas comes on the night of the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And then his celebration is on the 6th, the feast.
Right. But this is saying that Krampus
comes with him.
Goes through after he does, basically.
Yeah.
On the same night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Krampus will leave rods behind instead of gifts. He will beat children with a bundle of birch sticks. Or if you're the worst of the worst, naughty, naughty, naughty.
Or ugly.
Or ugly of heart. He will stuff you into a bag, drag you back to his lair, and consume you. Many stories say that he will just drag you to hell, essentially, and beat you, and then eat you. Beat you, and eat you. Beat you, and eat you.
Wait, does he have horns or antlers? He has horns.
Horns. Mm. Like a goat. So, the night of December 5th is sometimes referred to as Krampusnacht. Krampusnacht? Or Krampus Night.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's probably just the night of Krampus.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I read a Krampus poem?
No. I'm not done with my story, Whitney.
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, this is a Krampus poem. Called Doom, 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 to the tune of Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. But I don't know what the Zoom, Zoom, Zoom is. Doom, 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 we're going to your doom. Doom, 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 we're going to your doom. You'll be going straight to hell. Krampus knows you're ne'er-do-well. Doom, 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 you're going to your doom. 3, 2, 1, it's Krampus! There's two more verses, but I won't. You didn't like that at all.
No, I didn't. So there might not be an actual monster terrorizing the towns on the night of December 5th, but there are some other nuisances. Adults, mostly drunken men, begin to dress up as Krampus and run around towns in order to scare people into being good. So this is now known as Krampuslauf or Krampus Run, and it's actually celebrated every year. So the one, like, article that I read was in Graz, Austria, G-R-A-Z. They hold an annual Krampuslauf, which is a parade filled with the hideous being. So starting at 4 p.m., various individuals dressed in their version of what they think Krampus is begin to invade the streets. As the sun sets, more and more start to enter the scene. Eventually, over 400 Krampuses join the parade, and it actually lasts about 2 hours or more.
Wow.
So these elaborate costumes vary from actual goat and or sheepskin suits with real animal horns and hand-carved masks, or some people just do like latex masks, fake fur, and handcrafted weapons. So the Krampuses try to be menacing by stealing hats or, quote, whipping parade goers. Not really. However, they are often seen handing candy out to those who came out to support them. So they put on a show, and they're usually mean to adults, but kids they usually give candy to. Coming behind the Krampuses, there are some people who dress up as Perchten or angels. So these individuals come to save the children from the evil that the Krampuses have brought along. So the Perchten wander the streets in brown wooden masks and sheepskin. They aren't the only ones coming to save the children, because St. Nicholas himself makes an appearance as well.
Ooh.
So a lot of people celebrate this Krampus run and come out to enjoy the festivities.
It sounds like a fun thing. It's like a celebration where everybody comes out, and mm-hmm. they pick on the adults because it's funny, and I'm sure the kids think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's cool. And the pictures are really cool. People go all out with some of their costumes. Like, they're elaborate, so.
Is this a specific place that this happens, did you say?
Yes, Graz, Austria.
Oh, okay.
That is the place that I read the article about. Now, there could be other places that do similar things, but that's the one that I was reading about to get information on it. So I have a short poem to close my story. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Krampus, Krampus, have you any souls? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. Those who are cheaters, those who like flames, those who are naughty boys who always pass the blame.
Oh, is that like a Baa Baa Black Sheep?
It is. Yes, it is.
I liked it.
So, will this story keep you up at night, or will you still sleep as snug as a bug in a rug?
I don't know. I think it's really interesting that we have so many not anti-Santas, but we've talked about 3 different beings, at least, who go after the naughty kids.
Yeah.
But we never had that growing up. Like, we never talked about... Our parents never tried to scare us with a separate person.
It was just Santa won't come.
Or he'll leave you coal and sticks.
Yeah.
But it was all his job.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I just think it's interesting because other cultures have this separate...
Being.
Always have a separate being because...
Yeah, I wonder why. Because we got most of their traditions from some of these places when they mm-hmm. were brought over to the United States. So I wonder if morphing it more into the religious aspect, because what, Catholicism was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they kind of like got rid of those things. Because they were like, we don't want the devil to be a part of this like holy tradition.
Mm-hmm. Or it's kind of the opposite, where as Santa Claus became more separated from St. Nicholas...
Yeah.
He can do take care of the good kids and
the bad kids.
And punishes the bad kids. He's not a holy figure.
That's true.
That does no wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It's just interesting to me because growing up, you know, I heard of Krampus, but we never had somebody that was going to hit us with a switch.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's true.
But that good story. True.
Thank you.
I think that really rounds out our anti... it's not anti-Santa. I keep wanting to say that. Our enforcers for Santa Claus.
Yeah. The next 2 episodes aren't as...
Violent?
Violent. Which is good, probably, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're more fun. Festive.
2 more episodes this until Christmas.
Countdown to Christmas.
We hope that you guys have enjoyed it
so far.
Only
3 days left.
Yeah. We hope you guys have had fun. Let us know what you think of our countdown to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You can let us know on our Twitter or Instagram at BIAR Podcast. You can comment on Facebook. Just search Bug in a Rug. And remember, if you leave us a rating or a review on Facebook or iTunes, and then screenshot that review and send us an email at our email, which is BIARpodcast@gmail.com, along with your address, then we'll send you a free sticker.
Whoop, whoop.
I can't promise it'll be there before Christmas, but you could have a New Year's sticker.
True. That is true. Alrighty then. Signing off. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Whitney.
Bye.